next case, please.
The next application is 11,841. Lois E. Kelly seeks a variance from the side yard setback, section 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Bayshore Drive, approximately 328 feet south of Ashcroft Drive in the Bayshore subdivision. The 911 address is 32332 Bayshore Drive, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, map 23, parcel 925. They're asking for a 1.7-foot variance. We received no letters in opposition. We did receive one letter in support, and that would be from John and Shantae Hastings, that we are writing in this letter in support of the variance request of Mr. and Mrs. Kelly at 32332 Bayshore Drive in Millsboro. As properties owners adjacent to the aforementioned property, we take no exception to the variance being granted. The shed currently sits within the side yard setback and it has been there for almost 10 years. The property line in question sits directly between our houses, but it does not cause us any harm, so we will support the request. And they provided their phone number if we had any questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Seems like every time I look up, I see you at a meeting anymore.
I feel like I'm here a lot.
Yeah.
Well, good evening.
We do too.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, for the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I represent the applicant, Lois Kelly. Ms. Kelly has applied for a 1.7-foot variance from the 5-yard setback requirement for an existing shed. Ms. Kelly is in attendance this evening. She's seated behind me. However, she recently purchased the property, so unfortunately she doesn't have much information related to the circumstances surrounding this variance request. The previous owners are Paul and Karen Holmes. They reside in Newport Richey, Florida, and are unable to attend the hearing this evening. I can't blame them in light of this weather, right? As a result of their inability to attend, Mr. Holmes, Paul Holmes, did execute a sworn affidavit to present to the board in support of the application. The affidavit does include a copy of the Sussex County Council printout, the survey, and the certificate of compliance, all for the board's consideration. At this point, I'd like to introduce the affidavit into the record, with your permission, of course.
If you would, please.
Thank you. Mr. Holmes' affidavit sets forth the following facts. On September 2nd of 2005, Mr. Holmes and his wife, Karen, purchased this property, which is located at 32332 Bayshore Drive in Millsboro, Delaware. They did transfer title to the Paul Holmes Revocable Living Trust on May 2nd of 2006. In 2007, they engaged David Decote of DCD Construction to obtain a permit for this shed. The permit was issued by the county on May 29th of 2007, and the county also issued a certificate of compliance for the shed on May 10th, 2010. On May 14th of 2016, the Holmes entered into a contract to sell the property to Ms. Kelly. Prior to closing on the sale of the property, Ms. Kelly engaged Cotton Engineering, LLC, in order to perform a survey of the property. The survey is attached as an exhibit, I think it's Exhibit C, to the affidavit. It's dated June 29th of 2016, and the survey reveals that the shed encroaches into the side yard setback requirement of 5 feet by 1.7 feet. The shed was constructed in 2007. As set forth in Mr. Holmes' affidavit, no modifications have been made to the shed. Prior to receipt of the survey this year, Mr. Holmes was unaware that the shed encroached into the setback. Of course, upon learning of the encroachment, he promptly filed for a variance on Ms. Kelly's behalf in order to bring the property into compliance with the zoning code. As you can see, the property is unique. It's quite an irregular shape. It's located on a cul-de-sac in the Bayshore subdivision. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to the uniqueness of the property, not due to circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning code. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the zoning code at this juncture, as it would be necessary to remove a portion of the shed, since this shed is on a permanent foundation. It's approximately 216 square feet, and it's been in its current location for approximately 9 years. Variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Mr. Holmes did not create the exceptional practical difficulty, nor did Ms. Kelly, of course, as she just purchased the property. Mr. Holmes relied on DCD construction to properly construct the shed on the property. And again, it was Mr. Holmes' belief, as set forth in his affidavit, that all improvements were placed in constructed in compliance with the applicable zoning laws. And that belief was supported by the issuance of the Certificate of Compliance by Sussex County. As Mr. Holmes states in his affidavit, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property. As Ms. Cornwell had read into the record, a letter in support from the adjoining property owner who supports this application, or at a minimum has no objection to it. Therefore, it also will not be detrimental to the public welfare either. Mr. Holmes states in his affidavit that he never received any complaints about the location of the shed. And we are seeking a variance which is sufficient to bring the existing shed into compliance, nothing more. Thus, the variance does represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. And for those reasons, and based on the affidavit of Mr. Holmes, I do request that the board grant the variance application. Of course, I am available for any questions. Ms. Kelly could be sworn in as well, but as I stated earlier, she did just recently purchase the property.
Okay. We're going to start. Do you have any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Burford?
No, I have no questions. On a permanent foundation, you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. No questions.
Hey, Mr. Burford?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Sharp?
No questions.
Excuse me. Hearing no questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one in the back. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,841. The applicant has certainly, again, I say again because this isn't the first time that the counselor has appeared before us, and the criteria for a variance has been addressed very well. Uniqueness of the property, irregular shape, you covered all that tonight, of this, the shape of the property. Cannot otherwise be developed. It's been there for 6 years, and it's been approved by the county. Not created by the applicant. There was a certificate of compliance that was issued for the shed. The applicant thought they were in compliance at all times. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and no complaints have been received from the owners of the. It's been there for 6 years, I believe. And the minimum variance that represent the relief, minimum relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,841. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickert?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Wharton?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,841 is approved. Okay. Thank you.